Hey everyone, I'm Jonathan Grzbowski, and this is a Blind Entrepreneurship bonus episode sponsored by Penji, a podcast that helps entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision to profitability. This week's episode is all about turning 30 and what that means to my future. So let me give you some background here. I was born on December 30th, 1988. I was born extremely large, some may even say pleasantly plump, at 10 pounds and 11 ounces. I grew up in Philadelphia, moved to New Jersey, went to school at Rutgers, worked full-time, and went to school full-time. I graduated in 2012, quit my job in 2013, started multiple failing businesses, and learned an F-ton. Launched Penji in 2017, grew to 35 employees in under a year, took several trips backwards at time, but ultimately ended with at least one step forward. So here we are. This is 30, everybody. I've never been a big resolution type of guy, but 30 is a huge year. You can look at it in multiple ways, and what I see 30 as is opportunity. If I'm going to do great things in my life, I need to set the tone high for not only this year, my 30th year, but next year. And not only next year, but the next 30 years. It all starts today. And so this episode is an accountability episode for myself, where I will share what I want to accomplish in my 30th year. And as I accomplish each one, I will add a bonus episode affiliated with each goal within this ultimate master sheet. And we can kind of go back in time and see if I actually achieved it. So if you've ever heard of a group of guys called Yes Theory, they are a YouTube star, YouTube stars. They're absolutely incredible. And what they do is every episode, they challenge the way that life should be spent. They've bungee jumped with Will Smith. They've gone up to strangers, lived in a foreign country without knowing where they were and had to get back. I mean, there's so many amazing episodes. And those things really sparked an idea, or at least inspiration. And the idea that I have in my 30th year is to say yes to life's most challenging adventures. Hey everyone, I'm Jonathan Grzbowski, and this is a Blind Entrepreneurship bonus episode brought to you by Penji, a podcast that helps entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision to profitability. This week's episode is all about the 17 principles of success. We all want to be successful, but are we able to do the things that demand us to succeed? You can find a variation, or at least the inspiration of these 17 principles, in Napoleon Hill's books, and I'm saying plural, Think and Grow Rich, and also Law of Success. Both linked in the show notes for you to purchase. I highly recommend you read at least one. I definitely recommend reading both. These books are just transformational, and they're timeless. I'm going to read the 17 principles of success, and as you hear them, think to yourself, am I doing this? Could I do it better? And how can I become this person that is more successful than what I already am? And these are not the exact 17 principles of success. They are a loose interpretation and more of a more digestible interpretation in my eyes that allowed me to further understand what the 17 principles of success are. And I'm not going to list them all out one by one because they will kind of get annoying if I keep saying numbers. So I'm going to go through this pretty quickly, and feel free to write them down as you so choose. A definite purpose. Mastermind alliance, which basically means, do you have a group of people that if crap hit the fan, that you could brace yourself and be able to talk to them in a clear and coherent fashion and have them give you the best advice imaginable. Apply absolute faith. Do you have faith in your group or yourself that you know you will get there? Go the extra mile. Always going into the extra mile to achieve your definite purpose. If there's anything that you feel that will help you get there and closer, will you make excuses if you were to go the extra mile or not go the extra mile. Pleasing personality. Do people want to be around you, and are you friendly? Personal initiative. Do you take actions quickly, or do you wait for a better opportunity? Positive mental attitude, which is, in my eyes, the most important. Are you positive? Are you as positive as you can be? And are you constantly thinking about the future and the great things that are waiting for you? Self-discipline. Are you able to get the most challenging things done first before everything else? Enthusiasm. Are you excited about the things that you do? Concentration. Are you able to concentrate when you're able to get everything done correctly and make sure it was done right? Clear thinking. Are you able to spend an hour or think through your problem through precise clarity and be able to prioritize each thing that's done? Cut down the fat. Learning from adversity. Have you been able to fail and avoid a situation as to how and why it went wrong? If I do it again, I'll overcome it and know you have a better chance. Cooperation from others. Do you send referrals in business and talk about what you post and etc.? Imagination. What ideas to pivot, or are you stubborn and not willing to reinvent? Wild ideas. So do you have wild ideas, or are you just a stubborn person, you're not willing to reinvent? Sound mental and physical health. Financially smart, being able to manage and effectively manage your money. Understanding the laws of cosmic force. In my eyes, the second most important. Do you know how the world works? Understanding the basic laws of the world, but when this means, is there a cause and effect? The universe will always deliver in extreme abundance. So my question to you today is, what are your principles of success? Would love to hear them. Drop a comment on this week's episode directly on the website at tbeshow.com. Or if you want to connect with me, you can feel free to talk at any time under the social media handle GrizzbowskiJ. You won't want to miss next week's episode when we talk about work-life balance and how to avoid burnout. Catch you next Thursday, and until then, go out there and execute your vision. Have a great rest of your day.